Klampe, an evil teacher. Ingmar Bergman, the famous Swedish director, wrote the manuscript for the movie Hetz that deals with a sadistic teacher of Latin called Caligula. One of his pupils is Jan-Erik Wingren, who is going to pass his examination. There is a girl, Berta, who works in the tobacco shop where Wingren and Caligula are clients. Wingren's parents are very demanding and want him to pass his examination. When he gets involved in a drama around Berta, the pressure increases. On YouTube, you can watch the movie here. I never had a teacher that sadistic as Caligula, but when I think back on my time as a student, is there one teacher who can make me feel stress even after 50 years? It is a teacher of math who causes these feelings. We called him Klampe. The verb Klampa in Swedish means to tramp, walk with heavy steps, and a person who walks in this way can be called Klampe. Moreover, I remember his pants, a little short, which gave him a somewhat silly impression. But believe me, nobody in Samrealskolan in Tierp dared laugh at him. That could have bad consequences in the classroom. Klampe liked very much to let pupils do exercises at the blackboard. For those who had nerves made of steel or had done their homework well, it was a piece of cake. But for a person that hadn't done its homework, oh dear. And one of these pupils was I. I wasn't interested in math, and with a teacher like Klampe, I liked it even less. I don't know whether he had seen the movie Hetz, but I realized after having seen it as a grown-up that Klampe had talent for acting as Caligula. He used this method. He chose a pupil he knew hadn't done his homework, me for instance, and asked him to solve some math problems on the blackboard. When the pupil showed his ignorance, Klampe made fun of him. Like the dictator he was, he urged the other pupils to participate in the baiting, and they had to laugh at the poor pupil at the blackboard. With a pointer in his hand, he pointed out every evil word with it, slovenly placed in the chair, enjoying the pupil's misfortune. Yeah, it could be really horrible to be a young one in such classes. I remember that sometimes I dreamt about him. I heard his heavy steps in the corridor before he opened the classroom door. I also think that he was the cause of that I had to end my studies there and go back to the elementary school where I came from. I didn't like that school. In this kind of school, Samrealskola, the pupils were in the elementary school until year 6, and from year 7 they went to Samrealskolan 4 years to end with an education of 10 years. The other ones who didn't choose Samrealskolan studied 8 years in the junior school and the elementary school. And I had to return to the elementary school to go there the last year, year 8. I felt some comfort when I heard that Klampe had gone beyond the limits. When he had an oral exam in history, he was a history teacher as well, and that he had called the girl imbecile so she got a breakdown, and that the headmaster had given him a reprimand for not having behaved according to the rules. Luckily enough, I didn't have more teachers as evil as Klampe, and life and time make things disappear deeply in the mind. I don't think I've been like this in my career, if it's a career, as a teacher in the Swedish school, but I wanted you to know a little about him, and I think this will do.